righteous, faithful to the end. Savior, healer, redeemer, and friend, I worship you for who you are. I worship you.
Uh-huh. That you are stronger, that we live for your glory, Lord. God, we just thank you that we can just come and worship such a great God. That you are higher than anything above this world, that nothing can compare to you, God. So, Lord, as we continue to worship you through song, as we continue to worship you, as we hear your word, yeah, I pray that you just really anoint Ben as he comes and speaks and reads from the words of Colossians, Lord. I pray that we just open our hearts and open our minds, that our spirit is in tune with you, God. So yeah, we just lift this time here.
Standing here.
Shall we just stand together, and we're just going to come to a time of worship through song and response to what Ben spoke about. And I pray that you guys are challenged and motivated. As I was preparing for worship and speaking to Ben about, what we're going to be speaking about and what we're going to be challenged about, I was really struggling with how we should respond. And what's funny is this song kept coming up, but, we'd not really done it, we've not really sang it. And I wasn't wondering if I should do it or not. But if you just bring the words up, Francis, I really feel it's something that's really resonates with what we want to do, and how we should approach it and how we should respond and how we should be challenged this week and the weeks ahead. And it starts, God, I look to you. We want to look above. We don't want to be overwhelmed. We want to see your vision. And we want to see things like you do. When we need times of need, when we're struggling or we don't know what to say, we want to look up to God and ask for his help and his wisdom, because he knows everything. He knows everything, about us, about the person that we're talking to, whether it be a friend or a colleague or a family member. And we pray that, God will speak to us in those moments, and then we can go out, and like we said earlier, and worship to give glory to give in everything that we're doing. We're gonna come now and sing. And it doesn't matter if you don't know the song. Actually, I really pray that this be a prayer, that you really kind of soak these words in, and let it be a start to the week ahead. Let it be challenging us to when we do speak to people in the church, whether people at home, or whether it be people at work. We're just going to come before the Lord. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do, and I will love you, Lord of my strength. I will love you, Lord of my shield, and I will love you, Lord of my rock. Forever all my days, I will love. Help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do, and I will love you, Lord of my strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I got raised. Hallelujah. I got raised forever all my days. Hallelujah.
Sing it. Hallelujah. Our God's reigns.
Hallelujah, I got raised. Hallelujah, I got raised. Hallelujah, I got raised forever all my days. Hallelujah. How much You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful to me.
So God, here we are, here to worship you, God. Lord, may you just fill us up as we go out, as we go to our lives, go to our normality. I pray that you are just everywhere. I pray that you are in our lives, that when we speak, that when we how we act, I pray that you are just with us in those moments, that we become proactive, that we become purposeful to speak your word, no matter what is thrown at us, no matter what the enemy may stop us at doing. I pray that we just overcome, that you overcome those wars and those fears, and that you equip us, that you give us that wisdom, that you give us that strength. So as we come towards the end of this service, I pray it not be the end of our thoughts of you, that we continue just to lift you up in our everyday, in those moments where it may seem small, it may seem insignificant, Lord, we just want to say that, God, you are there, Lord. So as we just come to an end with a final song, I pray that you just prepare us and equip us. Yeah, God, we just lift you up.
There's no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord.
Say that again, so we declare, no weapon.
No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper, says the Lord. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper.
God, we put our trust in you. Lord, we can't do any of this by ourselves. Lord, we just come before you. We know that, Lord, we try and do things by ourselves and it's not effective, Lord. So I just pray that your spirit moves, that you would, that if you've convicted us, Lord, that you would help make those changes in our lives, Lord, that you would just really show us what it means to live a life that is 100% just focused on you and serving you, God. And Lord, just reveal your